The young boy in Sterling Heights drowned in the family's backyard pool.
More news tonight. A third grader out enjoying the afternoon with friends drowns in a creek.
Another backyard pool drowning.
Three boys were out for a swim when they realized the current was too strong.
Every day, 9 people in the U.S. die because of accidental drowning. And if you're African American or Latino, your chances of drowning go up because most children in those communities don't know how to swim. And though the rate of accidental drowning has declined steadily in recent decades, the tragic death of 6 teenagers in Louisiana a few weeks ago is a reminder of how important swimming is as a public health issue. We're joined now by Cullen Jones. He's an Olympic swimmer who won a gold medal in the 4x100 freestyle relay with Michael Phelps, Jason Lezak, and Garrett Weber-Gale in 2008. But he learned to swim after he nearly drowned when he was 5 years old. Cullen, is that a true story?
That is absolutely true. I was actually in Dorney Park in Pennsylvania, and my family said, let's go to an amusement park, which obviously as a kid I was pretty excited. And we got on the biggest water ride there because my dad wanted to get on it, and I ended up accidentally flipping upside down because I was too light in this pool of water, and they had to save me.
And then they put you into swimming lessons.
Yeah, my mom didn't want to get on the ride initially, but my dad and I talked her into it, so she got me in the lessons pretty quick afterwards. She was pretty upset.
Well, yeah, she was afraid, and she wanted to make you safe. And, you know, you have obviously then come on to be not just an accomplished swimmer, but one of the best swimmers in the world. And I'm wondering what you make of these statistics about children that die because nobody ever taught them how to swim.
Well, that's why I feel like that. This is my place. I'm working with Make a Splash. This is an initiative that's really trying to push to get kids water safe. And we're not trying to build the number of swimmers that are out there, but more so build the number of water safe kids. When I say swimmers, I'm saying not trying to bring them into necessarily competitive swimming, but get them water safe, because it's a big problem. And I was out here actually in California for a meet, and I got the news about the kids in Louisiana. And I mean, my heart just got heavy because I know that my mom almost went through that situation with me.
Well, I was actually quite surprised to hear the breakdown according to racial lines. I had no idea that it was that stark. I mean, I think it's okay with you to say that you yourself are African-American.
Absolutely.
So what is that behind this racial barrier in terms of teaching kids how to swim?
Well, we're seeing 3 major things. The University of Memphis put out a study, actually again this year, once in 07 and again this year, and they said that fear is a major aspect with a lot of families. Either the kids have had a traumatic experience themselves, or parents have. And unfortunately, the second thing is there's no parental backing. So parents, if they're afraid of it, they project it onto their kids, or they're just not supportive of really getting their kids into swimming and seeing it as a priority. So those are 2 big factors. The last being personal appearance, dry skin, messing up hair. Those are not the larger things. The biggest thing that we're seeing is definitely fear, though.
Well, and this fear comes from, there's a connection between a non-swimming family and then a non-swimming child. So perhaps once somebody who doesn't know how to swim has a kid, maybe then it just becomes a chain that is less racial than it is cultural.
Absolutely. And that's what Make a Splash is really trying to change. And me being the spokesperson, that's what my message is to so many parents, is that we need to make this a priority of getting our kids water safe. I know the parents themselves are afraid. My mother, she couldn't swim. She was afraid of the water. And rather than doing what the trend of what we're seeing parents do is shield their kids away from the water, saying, you know, the water is like fire. No, stay away from it. They're getting their kids into swim lessons. That's what we want to see.
Well, I mean, 5 years old means that's about kindergarten age. I don't remember a lot from kindergarten, but I'm wondering if you remember if you were afraid of water after your experience.
My mom said that it took a little while to get me back into the water. She had to find many teachers until I felt comfortable enough to get back into the water, because she knew I loved being in the water and she didn't want me to be afraid of the water growing up. So she had to get me into lessons with a couple of different teachers. But I got more comfortable with it, and yes, I was definitely terrified of the water, but she pushed me.
Just your mom pushing you, that's what made the difference.
My dad was there too. Yeah, he helped out, but my mom was the one that getting me to the lessons. I don't remember exactly the whole story until my mom started vividly telling me, and then I started remembering certain aspects of the story. of what happened.
You know, I grew up on the coast of California, Southern California, and I don't remember a time when I didn't really know how to swim. But it, as I was thinking about this story, I was thinking about all the different barriers there are to teaching kids how to swim. I mean, there's not just this cultural thing that we've been discussing, but there's also people who are inland who may not have any access to a water where they could learn how to swim. Maybe they don't have the income that they need to belong to a pool. Maybe they don't have the income that they need to pay for swimming lessons, and they themselves don't know how to swim. How do you overcome all these things to get kids safe in the water?
Well, what we're seeing, I mean, with me traveling all over, I noticed that there are a lot of pools that are out there. Access might be an issue, but there are tons of pools that kids are getting into. And the thing is I think a lot of parents think that because the pool says you can't get in, the kids don't get in anyway. But that's what we're seeing is kids are getting by water because it's hot. People want to be near the water. And when it comes to the financial aspect of it, USA Swimming and ConocoPhillips has really put out a lot of effort to try to get more kids into swim lessons. So what we have is makeasplash.org, where parents can go on and sign up a kid and get them swim lessons at a lower price, hopefully depending upon where they are in the U.S. So we're really trying to get kids swim lessons so that they can at least be water safe.
Okay, so they don't have to do the breaststroke or the butterfly in order to be safe in the water. You said they just have to be water safe. So, okay, you take a 9-year-old kid who's never been taught how to swim before. How long before that kid is safe in the water?
You know, 10 lessons, you're well on your way to being water safe. Many of the things that we try to teach is reach, don't go. One of the things is when you see someone that is drowning, you find something that you can kind of hand out to them to reach to them and try to pull them to safety rather than trying to jump in and save. These are things that can potentially save a life, and kids don't know because they haven't been exposed to lessons. So this is why we're trying to make it a priority.
Is there such a thing as somebody who can't learn how to swim? Like, you know, maybe a tone deaf person, but in the swimming region?
You know, I don't think so. I really am a believer that everyone can learn how to swim.
Okay, Colin Jones. Thanks so much. Colin Jones is an Olympic swimmer and freestyler, has a big meet coming up. Good luck with that, and thanks for talking to us.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.